This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has taken a wrong first step and revealed deep-seated hostility by criticizing its self-defensive missile test. North Korea on Friday said it launched a new type of tactical short-range ballistic missile. Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council has renewed the mandate of experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. AP's Mike Grossier reports.
In response to North Korea's latest test firings of banned ballistic missiles this week, the UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to renew the mandate of UN experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. Diplomats speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Security Council is likely to hold a closed discussion on the missile launches next week. UN sanctions designed to pressure North Korea into abandoning its nuclear and ballistic missile programs have banned most of the country's exports and severely limited its imports. But in their latest report in February, the monitor said North Korea is financing its weapons activity in part through cyber attacks that stole approximately $316 million in virtual assets from 2019 to November 2020. I'm Mike Rossia.
Myanmar's junta leader is reiterating a promise to hold elections after last month's coup. He says violent acts were inappropriate at a time the army is forcefully suppressing protests against its takeover. Addressing the annual Army Day parade Saturday, he says the Army had to seize power on February 1st because of unlawful acts by the ousted ruling National League for Democracy of now-detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Security sources in Mozambique say more than 180 people, including expatriate workers, are trapped inside a hotel in northern Mozambique. This is VOA News. Authorities say two trains crashed in southern Egypt, killing at least 32 people and injuring 165 in the latest of a series of deadly crashes on the country's troubled railways. The railway authorities say someone apparently activated the emergency brakes on the passenger train, and it was rear-ended by another train, causing two cars to derail and flip on their side. The prime minister later said no conclusions had been reached on the cause. Egypt is racing to dislodge a giant container ship that is blocking the strategically vital Suez Canal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tugboats and a specialized suction dredger are working to dislodge the giant container ship that's been stuck sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal for the past 3 days, blocking a crucial waterway for global shipping. The Ever Given, a Panama flagged ship that carries cargo between Asia and Europe, ran aground in a single lane stretch of the canal, nearly 4 miles north of the southern entrance near the city of Suez. The backlog of vessels could stress European ports and the international supply of containers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two of President Biden's international rivals are on the list of world leaders invited to his administration's first big climate talks. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Among those getting an invitation, Russia's Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
They know they're invited, but I haven't spoken to either one of them yet, individually.
The president's pledged to make climate change a priority and is trying to revive a forum of the world's major economies on climate. The virtual summit next month will test whether the U.S. can still drive global decision-making after Donald Trump withdrew from the world and refused to participate in climate talks. The Biden administration hopes the summit will deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Of all the possible calamities that could hit Earth, the U.S. Space Agency says there is one that can be crossed off the list, at least for now. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The 1,000-foot asteroid Apophis was detected in 2004. Scientists thought it could pass frighteningly close to Earth, possibly colliding with it in 2068. Now, NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies says not to worry. The 2068 impact is not in the realm of possibility. New calculations from telescope and radar observations rule out any risk of impact for at least the next 100 years. Apophis will come within 20,000 miles of Earth in 2029, enabling astronomers to get a good look. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.